Blog Talk Radio.
Job is to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Today is April 1st. Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, here in the great state of North Carolina where the skies are blue and it's clear and it'll be about 75 degrees today. So we want to say thank you for the weather. And also, the sun is shining where you're at right now also. If there's snow, that's okay because the sun is still shining. If it's rain, the sun is behind the clouds and waiting to come out. So welcome, everybody, to today's show. We're going to talk about what we always talk about here, and it's getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through it in that process. Encourage someone to do the very same thing. Today we're talking about daily tools. Specifically, organization. Organization is a good word. Some people don't like to be organized because they feel it may take some of the creativity away. But it actually allows you to focus. Focus on what is important and focus on at the same time to get the little things done so you can cross your T's and dot your I's. And that's what we'll be talking about today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show.
T-3.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about organizing, organization, and what that means and what that does and what it does and what it does not do. Often, many times, people feel, creativity people, people who focus their energy on being creative, think organization may restrict them or disrupt the creative process. Of course, everyone has their own style, their own means of being creative, but also at the same time, is you have to be intentional about how you cross your T's and dot your I's, because it's those crossing those T's and dotting your I's that really either going to make you the money or not make you the money. You know, myself, I am a victim of the creative process because my producers don't like sometimes when I come in and just do a show. Because you have something that's been developed in your mind or something that's been on your heart for quite some time, and you just start talking about it. Well, that does not bode well for advertisement, does not bode well for production. But also at the same time, you know, you want to keep it fresh and keep it new. But also at the same time, you want to be intentional in planning the process, because we talk about a lot of different things here on the show, and we want to be intentional in taking you through a series of challenges, some series of different things to think about, and also give you a series of options available to you to help get you back on track. And so that's one of the reasons we have to be intentional about what we do. But also the same thing, whatever you're doing right now, whether you're working at home or working in the business or working outside, you want to be intentional about what you do and how you do it. The first thing is your time. Your time is critical in your life, and time is a commodity that's always slipping away. And so I always tell people, first of all, if you have a lot to do, write it down, what you have to do, try to schedule it out, but also make sure you prioritize and make sure that things you need to get done, they do get done. But also understand this, you're not going to finish everything you want to in the same day. You're not going to finish everything you want to in the same day. So someone told me a long time ago, and this is a very successful person, the things you don't finish today, just put on a list tomorrow to get done and keep doing that. And all of a sudden, when things are getting done and things are prospering and things are falling into place, it's because you're getting all the things you need to get done in a time and fashion that's been prioritized. And so one other thing, time management again. If you're on a schedule, schedule does reduce stress. That's the bottom line, no matter how you look at it. That's a form of organization. Schedule does reduce stress. And working with children over the years, it's always been less stress for them. They feel more secure if they're doing the same thing at the same time every day. Children are just built that way. They want to do the same thing the same time every day. That's a form of security for them. But also, people forget, that's also a form of security for ourselves as adults, too, because you know what's coming next, and you can understand that if that's disrupted, you can also go back in place and change it again. But also, it also enables the creative process, because once you have something, a schedule in place, it allows you to focus your energies on the creative process that you have going on in your life, whether it's art, whether it is you're in whatever business you're in, whether you're running a business from a cleaners to social media, you still have to have a certain amount of creativity and organization in order to be successful. And organization is critical in that process. We want to take a brief break. We want to talk about some tools, and also at the same time that you can, what can you do to get yourself organized today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Coming around, I know we've got a long, long way to go, and the negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, the only push you aside.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show here on blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. So we're talking about organizing, talking about daily tools you can use to organize your life. But first, let's take a look at where does organization come from? You know, businesses are organized, armies are organized, different governments are organized. You have to organize your life to be successful also. But where does organization stem from? Organization or being organized stems from being disciplined. Yes, it's forming the habit of discipline. Once you discipline yourself, you'll not only seem, the thing about it is this, discipline, no one likes discipline. Everyone wants to do what they want to do when they want to do it, but we know that does not work in life today. So, starting from the spirit, going back through the soul slash mind, going to the body, the spiritual basis of discipline, looking at it, Hebrews 12:11. No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the fruit of peace and righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So, as you understand here, it does start in the spirit, but you have to be disciplined in the spirit in that process. So the question is, how do you become disciplined in that process? Well, one of the first things is that understanding what are you up against, what are you trying to achieve? My son, who's in college now, he had at one point in time 5 papers due, 3 exams, and all this was due in the same week. Now, of course, if you wait till Sunday night before, you're going to have a rough week. But prior to that, I always tell people this. You want to attack the problem. Come up with a plan to get the work done you need to get done. So what does that mean? One of the best tools I learned being in the military is back planning. Back planning is one of the best tools you will have in your life today. So what is back planning? Back planning, you're starting out with the end already completed, and you're writing out every step that you have, every step that needs to take in order for you to complete it. So if you have to bake a cake, as an example, you start off with the cake. But prior to that, what do you need before the cake comes out the oven? The oven needs to be heated. You need to have the batter done. What's done before the batter? You have to get the ingredients to mix the batter. Where do the ingredients come from? You have to go to the store to get the ingredients. Where do you get to go to the store to get the ingredients? So you have to go start with the end and back plan, go backwards in time to the very beginning. Now, the reason this process is very successful, because by doing this, you should cover every possible step that you need to do in order to complete your objective. So, if you need to have a paper done, we know that some of our best paper writers or best paper writers have done the night before, but I do not advise that because you cannot do that on a consistent basis. Plus, it will also affect whatever else you have going on in the process. Remember, you can't let one thing take up everything going on at one time, because what will happen is that it will bleed over and get into other different things. That person working on a paper the night before won't be able to study for the test the next day. The person that needs to study for that test the next day may not get that paper done in time. So how does that work for you? Discipline. Getting the habit of discipline, and it's as simple as using the back plan process. It is simple as writing out a schedule for your day. What time do you get up? What time do you go to bed? What time do you have lunch? Do you schedule your own lunch or is it work lunch? What time do you schedule for your children? Now, I always tell people who are very busy and are in and out the door and have different things going on at the same time, you always schedule time for your family, your children, and your spouse. Don't you schedule appointments? Don't you schedule different meetings that you have going on at work? That's being intentional and disciplined in your business life, but to have a successful family life, you have to be intentional about that process also. So you schedule time for your spouse, schedule time for your children, and schedule time for yourself, because you have to be recharged also. But it's all about disciplining yourself so you can do and go through that process. Now, whatever schedule, it's like at the beginning of the year when children are going back to school and things like that, it always takes some time to get used to the schedule. It takes time for you to get used to their schedule also because everyone has been doing the summer thing. But when it's time to go back to school, they have to be there a certain time. They have lunch a certain time. You have to pick them up a certain time. It's all about disciplining an organization. Now, as I recommend before, any major projects, take the advantage and attack it. What I mean by attack, I mean come up with a plan so you can be successful in that process. And we're going to talk about a couple of different tools you can use in order to do that here. We're going to take a brief break right now. Again, you listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Today is the day for you to start your organization right now. Show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, and it's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, raise your arms up in victory because you're already supposed to win. Just receive that fact right now and go through the process to win. Talking about different things you can do to organize. Organization is very important in your life. Also, that organization stems from the discipline in your life. If you're scattered all over the places, as some people may say, or scatterbrained, for lack of a better term. That's an old-school term. But you want to be intentional about what you do. If you don't have a schedule, you get up whenever, you go to sleep whenever, that's going to tell on you and your process of life. What do you mean? Meaning that if you don't get the consistent rest you need to have during the night, when you get up in the morning, that means you will not have the consistent information, the consistent observation process, the consistent way to in order to go through your day, or even just drive to work. If you're tired driving going to work, you won't be as alert as you should be in order to avoid an accident. Or if you're falling asleep going through a stop sign, that's not going to do well for you or for a person or individual that you hit. So part of being organized helps you in your daily life. That is critical. You're being intentional about the discipline that you have. If you know that you're supposed to have 6 to 8 hours of sleep to be functioning in work, you need to make sure you schedule 6 to 8 hours of rest for yourself every night. Now, I won't say you'll be able to get it every night because things change, but you want to make sure you have a schedule in place that you can work towards in that process. Because getting the best rest that you need will make you the best functioning individual in whatever you're doing the next day. So if you don't get the proper rest, you won't be as sharp, you won't be as focused, and also at the same time, you won't have that creativity that's needed in order to build what you need to build, create what you need to create, or even get that million-dollar idea. So, organization is critical. One of the tools that I use is called the MSD Organizer. Now, you can Google this. I highly recommend it. This is actually happens to be software that you could use on your computer. Now, this software I came across several years ago, and the reason I highly recommend it is because it is like the ultimate organizer for everything. Now, when I say everything, I mean you can put your documents there, you can put your children's medical records there, you can put your favorite music there. But in that process, it allows you to schedule certain things, put reminders on certain things. Also, at the same time, you can keep track of your own goals, your family budget, all those different things. Let's take a moment and see how organized can you get? Now, this is a list I came across of how organized can you get, and this is sponsored by Life Organizers. Organize your home. That's home organizing, organizing the kitchen, organizing the bathroom, closet organizing, cable management, family room organization, home office organization, his bedroom organization, time management, motivated organization, that's special, productivity organization, prioritization organization, finances, money planning 101, records retention, organizing a budget, food, recipes, organizing a cook, clutter, declutter your mind, clutter control, clutter busters, cleaning, laundry, housekeeping, on and on and on. Now, right now we're talking about the basics, getting you a schedule and you keeping to the schedule so you get the basics, the rest, the time that you need to be rejuvenated to give your 110% that you give every day. So you can be over-organized, but also at the same time, a certain amount of discipline is always excellent in whatever work you're doing. Now, the MSD Organizer actually provides a lot of that in that process. And let me just get to that here. Give me a moment here. And it's sponsored by MSD Soft. Also, we'll have a link up for it tomorrow. Now, these guys, let's see here. MSD Organizer is sponsored by MSD Soft. And they are, let's pull a review up here we have for it. And also, it's a freeware also. It's versatile, expandable, and it's packed with a lot of personal features to manage everything from notes, contacts, appointments, important events, tasks. Also, in addition to that, you have buttons and alarms that can be used that can be integrated on your computer, tablet, or laptop. So you can be reminded about certain things. You know, if you have children have different places, they have to be at different times, different things going on. You can put that in your organizer, and also in that process, it will remind you how often you want to, but also it could be the all catch-all for you. Everyone has a moment that they have a lot going on and may sometimes forget something. This is where these tools come in handy. These tools give you a reminder before it's due, or before the time has to take place so you can get it done or make it whatever time you need in order to do it. We're going to take a brief break. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, that's getting across the finish line. And today we're talking about some organization and some daily tools and daily things you can do in order to help you in that process.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, organization is different tools you can use. One of the tools that I use, I highly recommend to business owners and people I coach, is the MSD Organizer. Again, it's by MSD Soft. You can Google them. And actually, it is a very excellent piece of software, very affordable. I think it's $35 right now. And it covers everything from your standard calendar you have, the different events you can place on there. You can control your contacts, your alarms, your tasks, even if you'd be involved in your business, you can actually control your databases in terms of your contacts here on your MSD Organizer. You can do a daily diary of what's going on in your house. I always recommend that too. You can also copy your property certificates, like your
your mortgage documents, your housing documents, things like that. It's really very in-depth. Now, the reason I recommend this is that, one thing, it's on your computer. Two, also, it gives you easy access to things that you need. But most importantly, all this type of software is encrypted. So we all know that there are viruses out there and different individuals that try to break and hack into your computer. And everyone takes precautions for that process. But if they can't understand the information they've gotten, then you're still secure in that process. So one of the reasons I recommend this particular type of software, MSD Organizer, is because it gives you the ability to encrypt all your information that you have there and place in its system, in its program. It's excellent to be organized, but also in the same process, in the day and age of communication information that we live in, you want to take precautions on your computer, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your phone, in order to protect your personal information. And there's different things out there, from encryption to different ways to organize your passwords, and I always recommend that. One of the reasons, I understand this. One thing about your computer, you're going to pick up a virus at some point in time. At some point in time, someone's going to try to hack it and may or may not be successful or place some type of malware on your computer. The best key in order to protect yourself, and it's part of the organization thing, is a layered approach. You know, you have to have your firewall, you have to have your antivirus, you have to have your malware. All those things have to be working for you. But the other component a lot of people aren't talking about is encryption. If you have your important documents encrypted on your computer, even if someone compromises your computer, if they cannot read your information, it's like they wasted their own time. And so I highly recommend encryption, especially this particular software, MSD Organizer, has it built in already. Again, this is the type of document you can use to organize whatever you have going on in your life. Make copies of important documents. Also, organize your contacts and information. It even has the ability to organize your health information, too. Health information for your children, your budget, your property. As I say, I highly recommend it, and it's done by MSD Organizer, or it's done by MSD Soft, national name MSD Organizer. We actually have a series of softwares that are very excellent and very good. Again, right now it's the bottom of the hour, 9:34 a.m. in this part of the country, is the standard time. I want to thank the people who I see have come on from different parts of the country. I see people up very, very early on the West Coast, so I want to say thank you to those guys for their support. Also in that process, again, being organized, being intentional, helps you maintain a peaceful and also a less stress in your life, and especially in the society that we live in today. Also, it gives you the ability to be intentional about what you do with your family. Be intentional with your time. Time is an asset, a commodity, but also at the same time, recognize it. The day yesterday will not come again. So, I want to take a brief break here. Then we're talking about what we always talk about here in Skinny Across the Finish Line, getting you to the top of the mountain. Again, be intentional in your life. Don't be a spectator. Be a participant in your life today. Don't wait for something to happen. Make something happen. If you don't have the circumstances in your life that you want them, make the circumstances so they conform to you. We'll be right back. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/The Million Dollar Idea Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy.
Yeah.
Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about today organization, and it's really going to be a series on organization because you can be organized from your pencils all the way down to whatever you're trying to get organized in your life. But part of the organizational process is also you're establishing goals, and you know that certain goals that you need to be made at certain periods of time. If not, you can reestablish your plan and go forward with it. Essentially, discipline is the root of your organization. Habits. It goes back to habits. If you have good habits in organizing your time, organizing your work, success will come faster. And when I say success will come faster, that is attaining that goal that you're progressively going after. Now, on the other side of that, if you don't have good habits of time management, good habits of getting stress out of your life, it's time to start those now. And the simplest way to start de-stressing your life is to organize your time and how you use it. Be intentional in the amount of sleep and rest that you get. Be intentional in what you do and how you interact with your children and your family and your spouse. Be intentional about that process. Because life is life. Work and family will not be separated. Work and family all interrelate and integrate to each other, but you have to manage both. Best case scenario is you're doing what you love and your family's working with you in it. I highly recommend that. If that can be done, that's a great model to work in, to learn, to also to lead, also to govern, and also to guide not only yourself, but also the children you're responsible for, relationship with your spouse. All those going forward are important, but you have to be intentional. When we say intentional, being intentional about what you feed your spirit, your soul, slash your mind, and your body. Being intentional means that you're no longer a spectator. You're not doing what everybody else is doing and just going through life as in going through life. You're supposed to live life, not go through life, because we're going to be on this planet for a very short period of time, so we all want to have an impact or have a mark that cannot be erased in the time that we're here. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. I'm going to be going off a little early today. We have a meeting coming up. Also, tomorrow is our first day for our open house. We'll be getting out all emails and all that kind of stuff today. And I want to thank everyone in advance. I'll be stopping by just to say hi and hello. Again, our address is 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 350. So we'll be having some specials. My brother Carl, we share the same office, and he's doing a 10% special on his classes and also on his leather. He doesn't do 10% special on his leather, so I suggest, recommend that, because I'm going to get me some leather tomorrow also. But that is a great thing. He does great work on his leather. I highly recommend it. I wear his leather. A lot of people here in the office wear his leather, and because it's good work and it looks good. Also, myself, we'll be announcing we'll be doing a social media class in April. We'll start a week from Monday. And also, I'll be doing a certificate for a free consultation for your business or as an individual for your brand and imaging. We'll do a free consultation for you. That includes putting together your own social media situation in terms of helping you control your branding, your image, and things of that nature, which is very important. Also, we'll be doing the same thing on Friday. So it's 2 days for our open house. We're inviting everyone to come down. So you'll be getting emails, faxes, text messages, Facebook pages, private Facebook pages. So, again, we just wanted to say thank you everyone that's been out there supporting. Also, at the same time, if we can be of service to help you at all, let us know. It's about working together because there's always room enough for everyone to be at the top. And we're all supposed to be victorious in what we're doing and the mission and the vision that we've been given. We want to take a brief break. We'll be right back for our final commentary. Again, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network here on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah. professional. Beloved is professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing you the resident. With my particular style, style particular. Extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing up lyrics like a throw up on Snapchat. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Great Mac soloist, having Coca-Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this path. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang. Bang, bang. We got our own thing. Sex, drugs, weapons, sweat. In the corner, people sitting down, they had as much as they could possibly get. Meanwhile, I'm lamping, feeling like a champion. Push up on a cutie phone, see this, I'm stamped. I'm the face, I'm packed though, stuffed like an Oreo. Everybody broke for a heavy deep video. Fucking in stereo. Here we go, a duty down in front and said, heavy, you're my hero. Understand this before you make a comment. There's always a meaning.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, getting you across the finish line, giving you some tools to work with to get across the finish line, and also encourage you and motivate you and inspire you in that process. All that is important because also you have to have the tools in order to do it. Now, one of the tools we talked about today is back planning, and that's a tool in itself to help you organize your thoughts, organize the process to get a major project done. Also, on the software technology side, we talked about MSD Organizer, which is a very, very good, excellent software you can use to organize your life in general, from the any documents you may have in terms of your house and home and important documents that you can scan in, and also the fact that it's encrypted so no one can just come up and look at your stuff anytime you want to. Also, I recommend encryption for whatever organization or transfer you have going on when you're online or communications. So I do recommend that. Part of what we do talk about internet security, computer security, and all that is important because we live in an information world today, and information is very, very important. One of the things that we came across yesterday was, and this in brief, we'll talk some more about this tomorrow, I'll have information up on our blog site, you want to protect your credit cards. There's actually devices out there that people can use and just stand next to you and read your credit cards because they have RFID chips in them. We'll do some more information about that. There's a video we'll actually post about that. In addition to that, give you some protection options available to you that aren't costly, but economically effective in order to protect your information. It's out there. It's better that you know now so you can protect yourself before you become a victim in that process. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today and our producers here and also the people calling from different parts of the country. And also want to thank people in different parts of the world that also tune in also. I'm very humbled by the experience of having more than 25,000 people listening to me. And also at the same time, I understand the responsibility to give you some good information that's given to me by the Lord. So I want everyone to have a great, fantastic, wonderful, stupendous, outstanding, spirit-filled, healthy living, family-oriented, inspired day. And with that being said, and for today, that is all I got. Know this, that wherever you're at right now, however it ever started, you got the victory.